كإمام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy and grace. If we avoid the arrogance of Shaitan, and if we avoid the defiance, and if we have total reliance on God, then definitely we shall be granted protection against the temptations by Shaitan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to Him and we ask for His help and guidance, because He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, the source of all goodness. We turn to Him because He is Rahman. By His continuous grace and love, moment by moment, we come to life, we remain alive, and we grow and thrive. We turn to Him because He is Rahim. The ocean of His mercy is endless, it's bottomless, it doesn't have a shore. To the extent that we can take a dive into it, and to the extent of the capacity of our vessel, we can receive. And if we block and close our vessel of the heart, even a bottomless ocean, an endless ocean, will have no use to us. I begin my first khutbah by praising God. Alhamdulillah, bijami'i mahamidihi kulliha, ala jami'i ni'amihi kulliha. We praise God and God alone, because His bounties are countless. We praise God with all the different types of praises possible by any human being, or by any angel, or indeed any entity superior than angel. Alhamdulillah, al-fashi fil khalqi amruhu wa hamduh. We praise Him because He is unlimited in perfection. With our limited mind, we cannot appreciate how that perfect being is constantly manifesting Himself, His mercy, His grace, His goodness, His perfection, all the time, in all different spheres, in the best manner possible. Our limited mind cannot appreciate this. But we can try to focus our attention in different areas, study them, and discern and decipher what is the grace and the goodness and perfection in that area, and praise Him for that. So for example, Alhamdulillah, Al-Fashi, Fil Khalqi, Amruhu wa Hamduh. Praise be to Him who, because of His all perfection, everywhere in creation we see nothing but beauty and grace. Al-Basiti bil-Judi yada, the one who, when He provides, if we focus just on His provision, the one who, when He provides, He's abundant, He's generous. He provides, first of all, He creates, and therefore this creation doesn't deserve anything, but He grants Him the power. Two, He promises Him, you do something, I'll reward you. Three, I'll reward you not only according to what you deserve, I'll reward you more than that. Four, no, I will provide you with My grace more than what you deserve multiple times. In fact, so many times it's even beyond your imagination. And don't ever compare Me to any rich, independent person. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي لَا تَنْقُصُ خَزَائِنُهُ. His treasures can never run out. وَلَا تَزِيدُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْعَطَاءِ إِلَّا جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Unlike the others, when they give, there is a reduction in their stores. In his stores, the more he gives, the more there is, because he's ever creating, because he's ever powerful, because he's the Razzaq Dhul Quwwati Al-Mateen. He is the all provider and the all powerful one, and therefore he deserves praise alone. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Community of believers, I wish to remind you and myself about the necessity of taqwa. Human beings are prone to forget. We need to be reminded constantly. One of the best ways to do that is on this holy day, a holy place, a place where for us to sit and to listen and to think and to accept by our hearts is an act of ibadah. At this time, I wish to remind you about the necessity of taqwa. Not only that, I wish to recommend you, in case you already remember the importance of taqwa, we need to even strive for higher levels of taqwa. No, not only do I wish to remind you and myself, not only do I wish to recommend, I wish to command, in case ever, if there is a temptation to abandon taqwa, then the command of God, by the authority of His book, and by the authority of the practice of the Sunnah of the Prophet, taqwa is mandatory. Why? Let me give you something to think about. In the Quran, there's a lot of emphasis on taqwa. As an example, look at Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. 7 times the instruction is repeated. Ittaqullah. Observe taqwa. But if you analyze those 7 verses, you note that it's in different areas. So for example, when you fast, observe taqwa. When you go for hajj, observe taqwa. It's a general principle. Whatever act of worship and ibadah that you perform, taqwa has to be observed. No act of worship is valid and acceptable if there is no taqwa. It doesn't make sense. Oh Lord, I worship you and you alone, but then I follow my desires. Doesn't make sense. In the same Surah Baqarah, observe taqwa, not only in your worship and spirituality, but also in your social affairs. In verses 231 and 233, when the issue of relationship between husband and wife is discussed, and you must observe taqwa. In Surah Nisa, a basic psychological problem is mentioned. وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسِ الشُّحَ. The nafs of insan, which has not been trained by taqwa, is shahih. It's very selfish, very individualistic. Taqwa is the solution to the problems, even in our private affairs. In the same surah, in Surah Baqarah, ayah number 278 and ayah number 282, in our business affairs, taqwa. Again, in that story of Prophet Dawood and his business partner, the case that came before Prophet Dawood of 2 business partners, and one was being aggressive and unfair to the other, Prophet Dawood says, this is the problem with human beings. They're very selfish, even in their business affairs. That short-term profit, that greed, that acquisitiveness, it leads to bigger problems, long-term problems. It is taqwa that would ensure that even in our business affairs, we keep ourselves within limits, which will ensure not only benefit for us, but benefit for all. Not only benefit for all, benefit, we don't harm nature. Not only that, we don't harm the future generations. There is benefit to all, but provided taqwa is observed. So I remind you and myself of the necessity of taqwa, because it is the guarantor for a spirituality to be effective. It is a guarantor for our social and family affairs to be more successful, and for our business to be prosperous. Taqwa. The recommendation is the taqwa should be preached in the language of the audience. Allow me to address those people who find it difficult to receive the message in English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.